Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Nothing too fun about a murderer on the run. Good afternoon. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York. A Dallas man who's scheduled for trial Monday over the murder of a 9-year-old girl. On the run, KRLD's LP Phillips has been tracking the case for 4 years.
The Dallas County Pretrial Service Office says 23-year-old Tyree Simmons has cut off his ankle monitor and is on the run. A warrant's been issued for his arrest for a bond violation. Simmons is scheduled for trial next week for the August 2019 murder of 9-year-old Brandonia Bennett. The girl was killed while sitting on a couch in her East Dallas apartment. Police say Simmons had been feuding with another rap artist and fired a gunshot into the wrong apartment, killing the girl. He was scheduled for a hearing today, but the county says he cut off his ankle monitor last night. The trial is still scheduled for Monday. From the 24-hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
The organizer of an outdoor market in Fort Worth is hearing it from social media after excluding a vendor over her sexual orientation.
Carly Alaniz owns the Lucky Pot Company, selling her decorative pots both online and at various outdoor markets throughout North Texas. Tomorrow, she was going to set up a booth at the Roots Market on Magnolia Avenue in Fort Worth, only to be told via email that she was no longer welcome because the fact that she's bisexual queer conflicts with the market's biblical views. Alaniz tells me she had a booth at the market in the past and that she had no idea that her sexual orientation was an issue.
Nowhere in the market form did it say that they were biblically based and that they didn't want to work with LGBTQ+ people.
Since word got out, Roots Markets' Facebook page has been inundated with comments critical of its decision and supportive of Alaniz. I've repeatedly reached out to Roots Markets for comment, but they have not responded. From the 24-hour News Center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The governor says lawmakers are making progress at the state capitol in Austin, but he also says they might have to stay there for a while. KRLD's Alan Skye explains why.
Governor Greg Abbott says lawmakers accomplished a lot during the regular session that ended Memorial Day, including a bill that limits the ability of cities and counties to pass their own regulations that override state laws.
So that local governments, City of Austin, for example, are not going to be able to micromanage businesses.
But he says lawmakers still have a lot to do, including both the House and Senate coming together to reduce property taxes. Abbott says a reduction now could ultimately lead to the elimination of property taxes.
People are going to go out and buy more things where they're paying more sales taxes. None of those things have been put into the calculus.
Abbott says the sales tax will keep growing as more people move here, and he says the franchise tax will keep growing with new businesses, too. From the 24-hour News Center, Alan Skye, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Rangers fans might soon be able to watch more games on TV. Diamond Sports Group, the company that owns Bally's, filed for bankruptcy. They asked a judge if they could pay the Rangers less than what their contract called for. Judge says you can't do that. So Diamond owes the Rangers the full amount. They already skipped a payment to the Rangers in April and owe them another payment in June. The Rangers made it clear if Diamond were to skip another payment, they would consider their agreement severed. Cowboys ended their OTAs this week before mandatory minicamp next Tuesday. Newly acquired wide receiver Brandon Cook says he loves the new group of guys now that he's playing around them, and he can't wait to get the season started.
They got a great group of men around here, and you talk about a leader in Dak behind the center. I think I always talk about always being alongside guys that play at a high level, and I think you look at the receiver room and the whole offense in general, you know, you got that from every position for sure.
Head coach Mike McCarthy has always preached about the second-year jump and how players will get better their second year in the league versus their rookie season. He hopes to see a lot of that from defensive end Sam Williams and wide receiver Jalen Tolbert.
Two excellent examples, both Jalen and Sam. I mean, you know, Sam has really came on, you know, for us, you know, more opportunities that he was given in his rookie year, the more productive he was. So you can see his comfort and what we're asking to do and the ability to, schematically, move around as some of the things that the defensive staff is doing. And Sam's, I've been impressed with Sam so far for the first three installs, and Jalen has made some really nice plays, particularly in the 2 minute 7-on-7 and 2 minute situations. So I think both those guys are definitely making that jump.
Speaking of the Cowboys, their quarterback Dak Prescott is getting into ownership in one of the hottest leagues, Pro Pickleball. YouTube stars Dude Perfect announced Prescott as a team owner of the Frisco Pandas. Major League Pickleball is hot right now, and LeBron James, Patrick Mahomes, and Mark Cuban have all been getting behind the sport. Last year, Southlake announced it's building a $3.4 million pickleball complex. USA Pickleball announced it will move its national championship from Southern California to Farmers Branch in November. The Pandas will play in a California tournament in 2 weeks. With your afternoon All Local, I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.